After more than a month of waiting, the Les Foyt State Fish Hatchery in Bayfield will resume stocking fish. Hatchery foreman Mike Rakowski says the hatchery tested negative for the fish virus, viral hemorrhagic septicemia, or VHS. Still, Rakowski says it's only a matter of time before VHS is found in Lake Superior.
We're going to have to shut our lake water line down. Whenever we stock fish out, we're going to have to use strictly well water. You almost have to treat the water as a toxic substance, basically.
Rakowski says the hatchery will do what it can to avoid spreading the virus.
The thing that we have to do is take a closer look and be a lot more careful with disinfecting of eggs. Before we disinfected eggs, when we brought them into our egg room, now we're going to have to disinfect the eggs before we even bring them into our facility.
Rakowski says the virus isn't just a problem for fish hatcheries, it's a problem for anglers as well.
Everybody's going to have to chip in with this problem, and not just this problem, because there's probably going to be another problem down the road. As far as, you know, fishermen going from lake to lake and making sure they disinfect their boat, you know, that they're not carrying water from one lake to another or fish from one lake to another, because you never know what those fish have on them, what's in the water, just like our stocking procedures.
Rakowski says so far the hatchery has stocked over 200,000 Chinook salmon into the lake. He says VHS could affect the number of fish the hatchery will raise in the future. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.